Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today by Amy Crawford, the County Executive Director for the Keokuk County Farm Service Agency, to talk about the flood damage at the Keokuk County USDA Service Center. So let's get started with this. There is some flood damage at the Keokuk County USDA Service Center. Can you kind of educate me a little bit about what the damage looks like?
Yeah, last Thursday on March 14th, we arrived to the building to come to work, and there was about 2 inches of flood water throughout the building. What had happened was, from what we understand, there was a blockage in the sewer lines immediately in front of our building, so that when those were flushed, that relieved the drain, so then the water was able to recede from the building. So we had about 2 inches throughout the morning of the 14th, and the cleanup effort got underway immediately Thursday afternoon and Friday. Currently, we're drywalling about 2 feet of the wall at the very bottom, and then we'll be repainting, recarpeting over the course of the next 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, then how has that impacted a day-to-day operation since then?
Since then, we've had an information crew come through to test our computers and phone lines, and thankfully, several of our computers have not been damaged. We just got internet services about 2 days ago, as well as phone services. So we have about 3 computers that we're operating off of and 3 phone lines. We're waiting to hear whether we need to get rid of furniture and file cabinets since there was sewage water throughout the building. So once we get word on that, we'll be installing that as well.
And then how does this impact the services that you offer?
We have our farm loan program team operating out of the Washington County office because we don't have capability with all of our computers at this time. Farmers can direct questions on their loans to the Washington County office, and that phone number is 319-653-2138, extension 2. For farmers that have questions about commodity programs, we do have limited services and staffing available here at the Sigourney office, and farmers can walk through the door today, and we can help them here in Sigourney. Our phone number here is 641-622-2800. We also have a staff member working out of Poweshiek County until we get fully operational now.
But what exactly is the timeline to get back to full strength?
If we are purchasing new file cabinets and furniture, we're thinking it might be 6 to 8 weeks before we're completely full service, because the wiring required for our computers goes through our cubicles. So it's going to take a little bit of time and patience on our part and our farmers just to get back in business. Typically, farmers come to our office to report their spring planted crops, and our deadline is July 15th to have that done. So once farmers have their crops planted, they come through our doors, and we want to be able to certify those acres as soon as we can.
Then in the meantime, is there anything, what's the best way for farmers to go about doing that?
So once their crops get planted, they can give us a call here at our office and schedule an appointment to certify those acres. So we're going to make do with what we have at this time to meet that July 15th deadline.
Awesome. Well, you hit everything that I had on my list. Is there anything that I missed or anything else that you'd like to add before I let you go?
We just appreciate the patience from our farmers and cooperation while we go through the restoration process.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Amy Crawford, the County Executive Director for Keokuk County Farm Service Agency, to talk about the flood damage at the Keokuk County USDA Service Center. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.